to his friends. This year should be a special schus l'refuas, Rav Avram Yosef and Moshe Chaim, for Shir Chayabas in the Peril, Rav Yoshua Meir ben Rachel Sarah, Soch Shacholei Yisrael Chayrez Mazdina, Sorlebas Rivka. We're going to be continuing with Siyata Dishmaya, our Shiurim and the Yanim and the Sheif Shmaitza. This is going to be based on the Sefer Abbas of Rome from Rav Rome Koltanovsky, Agoin Rav Rome Tokolnovsky, who was a Ger Chassid in pre-war Europe, huge Talmud Chacham. Since Simon Zion and other Simonim also, he discusses the Kash and the Ram. The Ram holds Tzveik Adaraisim in a Torah Lekula. So Frek the Rishonim, if Ramam is right that Tzveik Adaraisim in a Torah is Lekula, then why does the Gemara have to say in the Sugyas of Roiv and Chulin, the first parak, that we're not Choshish, that the animals are treif because it's Lina Basaruba, because you go after the majority? What do you have to come on to that for? According to the Ramam, even without a Rov, you're Beseder, because Tzveik Adaraisa is Lekula Minatara. So why do you have to come on to Rov? From the fact you have to come on to Rov, it must be Golachom. And that's the Kashi of the Rishonim. So the Abbas Avram Sefer gives a number of Terutzim. Here's going to present one of his Terutzim here. The Gemara says in Maseches Yuma, Daf Samuel Zayin Amud Beis, that there's certain dinim that even had they not been written in the Torah, we would have been able to figure them out on our own. They should have been written, because they're logical, like Gilei Arayis, Shvichas Domim, Gezel. And there are other inyanim, other mitzvahs that we wouldn't have known without the Torah, because they aren't logical. They're chukim, levisha shatnis, chilas chazir. We don't understand why, but they're aser. Chalitzis yavama, taras mitzar, ser mishdalech. The Gemara says, you might think that they're meaningless deeds, actions. Chas shalom, ani Hashem, ani Hashem chakakti v'leim l'chashur s'la'arvim. I'm Hashem, that I legislated these laws and you have no rishus to question them. It's Yuma Samuel Zayin Amud Beis. The Rambam in the Shemayin Prokim is based on this Gemara, is mechalik between what we find in various psukim, that in some psukim we see that a tzaddik shouldn't have a taivit for a dvar avera, and in other places we say no, godol mechaber yitzro godol emenu, and a person shouldn't say I'm not allowed to, I can't eat basar v'cholav, I can't wear shatnitz, I can't be bala erva. No, I can. But God decreed. So it seems from here that you should have a taiva for a dvar aveira. But you should be kovish your yetzer. Other places, it says, for example, simcha letzadik asos mishpat. Tzadik is happy when there's judgment. In other words, you shouldn't want to do aveiras. You should be happy that there's judgment. So which one is it? Should we have a taiva for ra and overcome the taiva? Or no, we shouldn't have a taiva for it at all. So the Rambam is miyashir based on the Gemara, it's a chiluk between dvarim that had they not been written, they should have been written because the seichel is mechayiv, like shvichos domim, gneva, gzela, that a person shouldn't desire. Simcha letzadik asos mishpat. You should want there to be justice. You shouldn't be mishtoikek for things that we understand are bad. But dvarim she'ein ha-seichel mechayvan, and it's only that the Torah asked them, that you should be kovish your yetzer. Person says, psh, I wish I had a cheeseburger. Good. Wish you had a cheeseburger, and say, but I'm not eating it because Hashem said. But there's no pagam. There's a pagam in a person saying that I wish I could kill my mother. Chas v'shalom. But to say that I wish it, because that's something the seichel gets, but something that the seichel doesn't get, that you're allowed to be misava for, and you overcome your taiva. The Rambam calls these mitzvahs shimios, that a person has to listen, these mitzvahs that you don't understand, you listen, and they're not tolerating your svar. Basar v'cholav, chazir, shatnez, these are things that are not tolerating your svar, and that it's okay to desire. Even says arayas there. It's okay to say, I wish it were mutter, but it's not. And I'm just going to overcome it. So I'm going to overcome it. Now it's interesting because the Gemara says mefurish that gilei arayos is something and a person shouldn't say e'ef shilecho basar b'chol, excuse me, that it says
what are they?
One of them is Gilei Arayis, meaning the Gemara seems to say that Gilei Arayis is something that we can figure out on our own, and therefore you shouldn't have a desire for it. But the Rambam says, no. But that's not in his Girsa. Akum et Shvichus Damim, that you shouldn't have a desire for. You should say, I wish I could kill, I wish I could serve idols. That's already, it's pretty low. But to say that a person wishes he could have Arayis, to be honest, a lot of people do. It's healthy, it's normal. But the Torah says no, so we don't do it. Why not? It's against our nature. It's against our nature to constantly control ourselves. What's the answer? The Torah wants us to go above our nature, transcend our nature. So the Rambam says it's okay to say, I wish I could, but the Torah says no, so I'm not going to think about it. I'm not going to desire it, obviously, even the Hurim are Aser. But the person's it's mutter to say that if it were mutter, why not? Just since it's not mutter, then I'm going to control myself when you kovish my yetzer. And there are other things that you shouldn't desire in the first place, like shvichus damim. Ad kan tarif divrei Rambam. So now, we can also say that the Rambam holds sveka d'araisim in a Torah's l'kula. When is sveka d'araisim in a Torah's l'kula? Those are only bedvarim she'enam misvara shiu asurin mitzad atzman. These are things. When does the Rambam say you go l'kula? When it's something that is not asur mitzad atzmo. The Torah asurs it. If the Torah asurs it and your seichel doesn't get it, then in such an instance, a good svar, you could say, listen, this should really be mutter. The Torah said a big chiddush that it's asur. So besafek, since it's not so bad without the Torah, outside of the svar chitzon, it tells me I'm allowed to do it. So I'm going to be mekel. But bedvarim that are asur mitzad atzman, even if the Torah hadn't been written in, that we're going to be machmir b'safik. Hagaba atzmacha. Let's say you're looking at a distance. You don't have good. You're short sighted. You can't see far distances, and you see something moving, and you're not sure. If it's a bear, or if it's a human being. Some human beings watch professional football. They're the size of bears. I'm saying we're talking about, 6'8", 320 pounds. These are guys who you're not going to want to meet in a dark alleyway. You're not going to want to meet while trying to get the football into the end zone, because their job is to crack such people's spinal cords, right? So this guy is mamish. Maybe it's a bear. Maybe it's a human being. So would you say that al pi Torah it's mutter to shoot him misafik? Maybe he's an animal. If he's an animal, it's no mitzvah to kill him in that Torah. But maybe he's a human being. Sveka l'kula. No! The buck stops here, as a famous president once said. That, the svara would say, that you have to be machmir. And even the Rambam agrees with that. Even the Rambam agrees that matters of human understanding, human perception, when it comes to that, there, the Rambam would say that you go to Chumrah. And now I'm just going to give you a spoiler alert, just to skip a little bit in this shtickel, that he's going to prove, the Avos Avraham proves, that it's a svara that you shouldn't bring a treifa. If you can prove that it's a svara, so if you take these two hanachot, these two assumptions, number one, that if you can know it al pi svara, you have to be machmir misafik, and B, that you can't bring a treifa. Misvara, it's memela, muvan heitev, we understand very well why the Gemara has to come onto Rov to be mati or suffik treifa. Because it's a suffik treifa, you have to be machmir. And the Torah says you have to be machmir unless you have a Rov. If you have a Rov, then only then you can be makeable. But we can't just be relying on the suffik, because this is something that had the Torah not written it, we wouldn't have brought a treifa anyway. Okay, so that's the basic mahalach of the Sefer Avos Avraham Siman Zayin. So, my sweet friend, whoever you are and wherever you are, my beloved friend, I can tell you that you're probably just about the only person on earth who knows what the Avos Avraham says in Siman Zayin of his Sefer to answer the kasha of the Rishonim and the Rambam. So that's something to feel good about, that you, mamash, you have a yediyah, you can share it with your friends. But he's got other teirutzim also. But so now let's go further in the siman. The Rambam in the ninth perek of Tumas Meis writes that kol asvekas ein ela midivrayim. Right, tavol kol asvekas ben b'tumas ben machol suris ben rites v'shabbosus ein ela midivrei soifrim. That all svekas, whether tumas macholas asuris, arayas, shabbosus, are only midivrei soifrim. Sveika d'araisa is l'kula, and we're only machmir midrabanan. So betumas, it's mavur lehedi barambam, that are only, they're only exeris hakosav. Like the Rambam writes at the end of Mikvos, that tumas exeris hakosav, it's machal chukim. The Kesef Mishnah didn't tell us what the makor of the Rambam is, but the makor of the Rambam is a medrashim a midrabo, parashi yutes simen ches. The mace is in Metame, the mime is not Metara, it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Gzeira, says Chukas HaTorah. So another example the Rambam brings of Sveika D'Oraisa is L'Kula, is Macholos Asuras. Lehedya, the Rambam writes in the Shemayna Prakim, that that's a Choyk. Arayas, the Rambam says, is Sveika is L'Kula. The Rambam writes Mufurash in Shemayna Prakim, that it's a choik. It's a mitzvah shimis, not a mitzvah sichlis. Shabbos, another example the Rambam brings. It's not had it not been written. We wouldn't have known, had the Torah not written Shabbos, we wouldn't have known. You're right, God created the world. But we wouldn't have known to take Saturday off. You know, it's kishmak. I don't know how people do without it. But especially people at work. I personally have, my whole life, I've only been in the base medrash and yeshivas and learning, but people who work, you need Shabbos. But Akopanim wouldn't have been our svara. In the ancient world, they didn't have Shabbos. That was the Torah's Chiddush. So Memela, all the examples the Rambam brings, are of things that are mitzvahs shimios, that are not logical, that are something that the Torah tells us. And Memela, there you could be mekel, bin suffik. It's actually Mufurish in the Ma'aral and Tiferes Yisrael that the Shabbos is a chok. Sham samla chokum mishpat. The Ma'aral and Tiferes in Perek Mem Aleph, that's what he writes there, that Shabbos is a chok. Kibbut Aveim is a seichel. Seichel is Machayev, but not Shabbos. It's included in the chukim. So, those are the chukim. The chukim, you could be mekel misafik. But if it's a mitzvah sichlis that you get on your own, even had the Torah not written it, how can we say be mekel? Be mekel shrichas damim? So that's already going too far. So then, the Avos Avraham launches into a discussion proving that Shreifa is a mitzvah sichlis, and since a mitzvah sichlis, you would figure it out on your own. Memela, the Gemara finds it necessary to come on to Rov and regular Sveik L'Kul is not enough. And I'm hoping, b'siyata d'shmaya, that we are able to prove that in the coming shir. And in the meantime, we should, and even afterwards, we should be zocha l'ilmodu l'lamed lishmor v'lasos u'lekaimus kol divrei salmut haraso b'yahava mein v'yamein shalom shalom svidis and hospitalavit friend b'siyata d'shmaya b'li neder. Until next time, Hashem should give me the koach and the moach and the financial means to continue. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom.